The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week. He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions, who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them walking along their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." The gospel of the Lord. One of the most popular priests who ever lived in Fort Smith was Father Tom Elliott. Do you remember him? He no longer serves as a priest, but is doing tremendous work in spiritual direction and giving retreats in Central Arkansas. While he was pastor of St. Michael's in Van Buren, he asked me to sub for him one weekend so he could take a vacation. After he returned on Monday, he called me up on the phone and said something I will never forget. He gently scolded me, saying, "Hey, don't you know how this works?" Befuddled, I replied, "Well, I took your masses as you asked me to. Isn't that what you wanted?" Mildly irritated, he continued, "No, that's fine. But look, when you are a visiting priest, you should deliver a mediocre, boring homily, so people will be happy and excited when their pastor comes back. Instead, now I have people asking, 'Hey, when's that visiting priest coming back?'" When he hung up, I thought, "Oh, that's how that works." In the gospel today, the apostles are also learning how things work. Not as a substitute priest, but how evangelization works. At the end of Mark's gospel, Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene and then to two disciples who return to proclaim his resurrection to the 11 apostles. But they refuse to believe them. Then Jesus finally appears to the 11, and we read, "He rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he was raised." What's going on here? Well, just like Father Tom had to explain to me how things work when I sub for a brother priest, so Jesus had to explain how this works regarding evangelization. That is, they had to learn to trust in the power of God's word to transform the world. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 described the power of God's word, saying, "The word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart." In other words, the spread and sustaining of the kingdom of God will not depend on worldly wisdom or worldly weapons, but entirely on the life-giving power of the Word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. And learning how things work with evangelization, finally, the apostles put all their marbles in the basket of God's word and preached the good news to the ends of the earth. And apparently, that is how things work. Because today, the Catholic Church is the largest single church in the world, with over 1.4 billion baptized members. Folks, sooner or later, we all wonder how this works in terms of evangelization and spreading the gospel. That is, we worry that our children don't go to Mass anymore. How are they going to be evangelized? Or our husband is no longer a practicing any faith. How is he going to be evangelized? Or our culture is becoming less Christian and more anti-Catholic. How's this society going to be evangelized? And we are certainly blessed these days with powerful and persuasive Catholic apologists who produce podcasts and books and social media posts and mini-series like The Chosen. And those are all good instruments of evangelization. But they are not the heart of the gospel. The heart is Jesus, the Word of God, who speaks through us and many other modern-day apostles to continue to build his kingdom. But don't mistake the messenger for the message. Our faith is in Jesus and in him alone, in the way he wishes and along the paths he proposes to build his kingdom. We do our part by sharing the good news as best we can and not hardening our hearts. Why? Because that's how this works. A few days ago, I was rereading the Vatican II document called Dignitatis Humanae, the Declaration on Religious Freedom. And a line from that document hit me that I had read many times before, but now it struck me with a new force. I believe the Pope and the bishops at Vatican II were inviting us to put our faith and trust in Jesus, rather than rely on our own smarts or our good looks or above all on more money to convert the world to Christ. Listen to these lines and see if you hear an echo of Jesus' words at the end of Mark's gospel. Taught by the word and example of Christ, the apostles followed the same way. From the very origins of the church, the disciples of Christ strove to convert men to faith in Christ as the Lord. Not, however, by use of coercion or of devices unworthy of the gospel, but by the power, above all, of the Word of God. And at the end of that paragraph, the Council Fathers add, "This is the way along which the martyrs and the other faithful have walked through all ages and over all the earth." Why? Because that's how this works. Praised be Jesus Christ.